And good afternoon. I'm Jonathan Bastian. This is 89.3 WFPL Louisville's NPR News Station. Thanks for joining us. And we're here to talk about the big story of the day right now. I'm sure you've heard a bunch about it today on public radio. It's the debates happening, the first presidential debate. And I'm in today with two of our reporters that you hear covering this material day in and day out. Kentucky Public Radio's Kenny Colston, WFPL's Philip Bailey. Guys, good to see you. Thanks for joining us right now.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's get going here. First of all, the debate's coming up this evening. And Philip, you know, one thing we've been talking about is how things are almost just perfectly lining up right now for Obama. You've talked about that the poll numbers, we're looking at jobs coming out in a few days. But you think that if a candidate could peak at the right time, this could be it right now.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at President Obama's track record at this point, what you see, generally speaking, is about 52% of the populace view the president positively. According to the latest NBC Wall Street Journal poll, about 40% believe the economy is going in the right direction. 46% view the president handling the economy well. Now, that's up from 37% around this time last year. Still not at 50%, 51% the magic number he would like to have. But generally speaking, the numbers are pushing in President Obama's direction. And what you're not also seeing is they're not seeing Romney pick up enough steam with less than 5 weeks until Election Day. His positive ratings are still at about 40%. People who view him negatively is about 44%. So he still hasn't jumped over that hump as far as getting regular average voters to see him in a positive light, while the president and the economy seems to be not going as fast as it should be, improving as fast as it should be in some people's minds, but certainly improving at a pace where people feel like the economy will be better in about a year or so.
Yeah. You know, Kenny, another thing is that we are, it's an interesting point right now that this is almost the first time President Obama is actually going to be in a debate with somebody talking about the first 4 years, the issues in the election. What kind of a position does that put him in? Do you think this is a good thing for the general election right now? What's the situation like?
Yeah, I think debates always are a good thing for when you talk to about general elections. And you're right, the president hasn't gone one-on-one with anybody on stage. I mean, it's not like at the UN they set up two podiums and he has to argue against, you know, Iran's president or the France's president. And so but he does a few interviews. I think probably the closest thing is the 60-minute interviews
right.
We saw, you know, with Croft and all them. They pushed the president. But it'll be interesting. On the flip side, Mitt Romney went through how many debates in the primary? I mean, I lost count. So this is a guy who's basically had an entire lifetime when it comes to talking about debates in the primaries. I mean, he had good debates. He had bad debates. I think he had debates in every part of the nation. You know, he had to go against Rick Perry, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, Rick Santorum. You know, these people all brought different things. And so, obviously, he has some positives going into this debate. And it's going to be up to the president not to kind of get huffy, not to think, hey, I'm the president of the United States. Let me finish my question. Because in a debate, you're going to get interrupted. You're going to be pushed around. And it's going to be interesting to see how open Obama is, how much he kind of lets his guard down by being defensive.
Right. A lot of people are wondering, the polls, as you said, Philip, tilting in Obama's favor right now. And it makes, I think, a lot of people wonder, well, then what does Romney have to do then right now? I remember Neil Conan was here yesterday. He said, this is going to be an interesting debate because they're not exactly neck and neck right now, actually. So Romney is going to have to do something here to switch the dialogue. So what is that? Does it have to be a knockout blow?
I don't think it has to be a knockout blow necessarily. I mean, let's look at the demographics of the reason why the race is so close among likely voters is because Republicans are much more energized, generally speaking, about this election than Democrats are. I mean, the animus towards President Obama, you can really feel it and smell it in the air. It's similar to 2004 in the sense of the opposition having some serious disagreements with the president, the incumbent president, wanting to get him out of office, but at the same time not having the most popular or most likable challenger, that being John Kerry back in 2004. You see that now in 2012. The question, I think, comes down to in this debate for Romney, you don't have anything else to do after this. I mean, you're either going to be president or you're not. This is the point where you have to knock the president out. For the most part, we have seen some very cartoonish criticisms of the president. You know, the Joe Wilson, you lie comment at the State of the Union, this birth certificate nonsense that's been going on in the dialogue. This is the time for Romney to address the fact that the good majority of Americans don't feel that the economy is in the right place, that we have had unemployment over 8% for 43 straight months, to hold the president accountable for his economic record. At the same time, for Obama and his supporters, the argument is that the economy has been improving since the president took office. It might not, and I think Kenny and I have talked about this before, the metaphor we often use is that President Obama was sort of the truck driver who was getting us out of the ditch. Some people are upset that we aren't out as fast as we should be. The car's not fixed. Maybe it's still at the mechanic. But the president's point is that we're not in the ditch anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think another interesting point is that there are three of these debates, not counting the vice presidential debate, because, you know, that doesn't always directly affect what happens with the presidential race. It's good to see those vice presidential debates. But I think Romney needs to also understand when people talk about a knockout punch, this is a three-round fight. You know, this is kind of like more like one of those Iron Man things where you used to see what was Butterbean or whatever. You're just going to have to go up against each other for three rounds and just jab and swing. And, you know, I think Romney's goal is to kind of be like Rocky in the first Rocky movie. You know, he's going to get beat up a little bit. You know, President Obama is not a weak debater. But he's going to have to counterpunch. He's going to have to throw. And at the end of the thing, if both him and Obama are laying on the ground while the ref 10 counts, that's a victory for Romney, because then the president is seemed from a political standpoint that, you know, he can be beat. And so, you know, he wants Obama to basically say, not going to be a rematch. And Romney needs to say, I don't need one.
Yeah, and exactly. But part of that issue is that you're going to have about 60 million people watching this first debate, way more than watch the conventions. At the same time, what Romney has to do is not only hold the president accountable, but he has to come out more likable. The consistent thing that Obama has had, an advantage he's had over his opponents, politically speaking, is despite what people say about his record, despite what people say about the health care law and the policies, President Obama is consistently well-liked among the electorate, and Romney is not. So he has to have an issue here where he has to hit the president and hold him accountable, but not come off as unlikable or mean or condescending to moderate voters or people who are tuning in for the first time. Because for a lot of people, this will be the first time that they're even going to hear from either one of these men. First time they're paying attention. The conventions are for party people and for people who cover politics. This is the first time that average Joes, Janes, Keishas, and Jamals are going to be able to watch these presidential candidates. And for Romney, you don't want to come off as unlikable for a president who's already well-liked amongst everyone.
I think another storyline here is that this debate is taking place in Colorado, which, as we know, is right now basically a dead heat right now. And I'm curious as to the extent of how much do you think these candidates are going to localize this debate about Colorado, the 9 electoral votes coming out of there? Do you think we're going to see some, you know, Romney talking about trying to speak to Colorado issues? For example, Ryan was recently talking about green energy stuff for the first time because Colorado is a big producer of renewables. At what extent is Colorado going to play a role in this debate, do you think?
I would think that for Romney, as the electoral map is much more narrow than it was before, Colorado certainly is key. There's been pressure on the Congressional Debate Commission to talk about issues other than the economy, health care, and governing, whatever that means tonight. So you might see either one of them or the moderator veer from that. It would be helpful. It certainly would be an injection of a new idea. But for Romney, this electoral map is very, very narrow. So I certainly think that he would have an incentive to make a play for the state that he's in and make a play for Colorado specifically.
Yeah, I mean, Colorado is a battleground state. So obviously you're going to have to address that. I believe it kind of has a growing Hispanic population as well, which that has been a recent thing. You know, Mitt Romney is really amping up his Spanish-speaking, Spanish-language TV ads. The ground game for Obama greatly relies on Hispanics. So I think they're going to have to, and I think that's part of the reason why they picked Colorado as one of the sites, because a lot of universities, you know, bid for this. But, you know, they're also going to have to – you can't completely focus on Colorado and ignore Ohio, which is a different demographic in other states. So there will be, I think, some pandering directly, but probably a lot more pandering to battleground states as a whole.
Yeah. And then, you know, to what extent do you guys think that Obama, you know, Philip Bailey, for example, this morning you had a story about saying that there's almost a lot more to lose often than to gain in some of these debates. Do you think that's true for Obama? There's more to lose than to gain tonight?
Oh, yeah. For the incumbent, there's always much more to lose. I mean, you're the president. I mean, at this point, the past 4 or 5 months have been negative stories about Romney. Last thing you want with 5 weeks left in the race is a negative story about yourself. So the president must be very careful in this debate. At the same time, he can't let Romney push him around.
Kenny, in 10 seconds, anything?
I just think it'll be what we've talked about. Obama has to stand firm but not seem too defensive.
Yeah. Well, Philip and Kenny, thank you both for this.
Thank you, Jonathan.
And again, you can join us tonight at 9 o'clock for the debate live here on 89.3 WFPL. I'm Jonathan Bastian, and thanks again for joining us.